Aren't y'all sad? Aren't you sad that this motherfucker died? Or so they say. Come on!
Suicide.
Jeez, cheer up, will ya? Sounds like he's rapping in his sleep. Stop whining! Morrissey doesn't whine this much.
It's torture being in love. I love when you're around, but
this is so non-threatening.
I hate when you leave.
Yeah! They got Beavis to do, yeah.
Suicide.
All I hear is suicide and yeah. I don't know what the fuck the rest of it is. Oh yeah.
I'm sad to know ya.
Sad to have known you too. That's right. Big Angry Phil Podcast 94. And that's right. XXXtension. What the fuck? How do you pronounce that bullshit? You know what? I'm not going to call him that. I'm not going to call him X either, because Exhibit is X. I'll call this motherfucker another name he liked to be called. Dagger Dick. Get the fuck out of here. He looks like a dick dagger to me.
Suicide,
oh my god, when did rap get so gay? Huh? When? Although, judging from the way the rest of this generation looks, really this is no surprise. Well, that's right. That's Dick Dagger. Or Dagger Dick, or whatever the fuck. Triple X. Triple Gay! I will say, though, listening to some of his songs, the music isn't nearly as irritating as other mumble rappers. The rapping still sucks. I mean, he's all depressed and he's hurt. Jesus Christ, grow a fucking pair, will you? All this shit makes me want to do is put on an old NWA album. Or anything other than this. You know, what the fuck? What happened to the guns? What happened to the drugs? What happened to bitches and hoes? What is all this? I'm gonna kill myself if you don't get with me. Boo hoo, wah wah, boo fucking hoo, wah wah. Enough. Enough of the faggotry, man. Bring the hardcore shit back. Alright? And yes, here we are again. Another rapper killed. Killed early. The Illuminati didn't even wait for him to really fuck up. You know, it could have been like Tupac. You know, they could have waited for him to put out a few more records. And then do him in. But no, all of a sudden, 20 years old, you know, hardly anybody has heard of this motherfucker outside, you know, millennials already knew him. But mainstream America didn't know who this fucker was. And it's really funny trying to hear the mainstream media trying to pronounce that name. I have a bitch of a time doing it. And I don't care if I fucked it up or not. Who cares about this kid anyway? Alright? Well, yeah, here we go. Another rapper dead, right? What did he do? What did he do to piss off the Illuminati? He barely got in it. He did flash the devil horns quite a bit. A lot of pictures I see, he's flashing the devil horns. Maybe he did it too much. Maybe the Illuminati has a limit for entry-level motherfuckers like this on how many times they could flash the devil horns. Say, listen, you're just a punk-ass little kid. We allow you to do it maybe once a week. But we don't want to see it in every single Instagram picture you post, all right? Especially not with those stupid tattoos on your fucking hand. You moron. You know, we only let our seasoned veterans flash the devil horns like that. You know, people like Bono or Ellen DeGeneres. You know, something like that. You haven't earned your stripes yet, little punk. The fuck out of here. So So how did he die? Let's see. A shooting. Well, that's pretty much how most black celebrities seem to die, right? Like I said before, white celebrities, OD, hanging. Black celebrities, they get shot. Once in a while, there's a plane crash, and that goes for both sides. There's been a few famous people that, quote-unquote, died in plane crashes. Who was the last one? Aaliyah, right? The last major one that died in a plane crash. Wink, wink, hint, hint. This motherfucker got shot. Tupac, shot. Biggie, shot. Mac Dre, shot. Guru, who's one of my favorite rappers of all time, heart attack. In his 40s, yeah, okay. Why? Why the talented ones? Why? At least they're starting to get rid of the not-so-talented ones. This is a good start. Let's see if we can knock off Lil Pump and that Tekashi 69 weirdo. I have another theory about this death. Dick Dagger's death. Maybe they were just tired of the character. So maybe the record label retired the character. The guy that played the character is still alive. The character itself, XXX douchebag, whatever the fuck, dead. So now our boy Jesse Dwayne Onfroy, holy Christ, he's going to have to come up with another character. Or just find another line of work. And by the way, if you're playing the conspiracy theory home game, he was planning to buy a mansion where? In Parkland, Florida. That's right, good old Parkland. Can't get enough of that fucking place, right? Yeah, he was born and raised in Florida, and he died, quote-unquote, in Florida. He was a Florida motherfucker. So why in the living fuck did this happen on Melrose Avenue last night?
Wild scene on Melrose Avenue as crowds remembered a murdered rapper.
And the LAPD had to respond in full force. CBS2's Jasmine Veal is live in the Fairfax District, where things really did get chaotic.
Yeah, Jeff and Sharon, that's right. You see this building behind me, the car wash? People had actually climbed onto the roof and then were jumping off of that into the crowd below.
Too bad they didn't land on their heads.
In front of this clothing store, you still have some candles that are burning and letters and a sign in the window saying, rest in peace, XXX. And why here? Well, the owner of this store knew the controversial rapper. He'd interviewed him numerous times.
Dickhead.
On his popular podcast. This
I've never heard of
gathered
it.
Gathered and where things got rowdy last night.
Assholes. Retards. Blocking up fucking traffic. There's nothing I hate worse than people that fucking block traffic.
And right there, flashbangs, tear gas, police in riot gear faced off with that crowd blocking the street. Officers had to move
cocksuckers
in and push them all back off.
Just like Triple X himself.
Avenue. The group began gathering around 8 p.m.
Look at the picture of him. Look how gay he looks.
Named XXXTentacion, who was
shot. Oh, is that how you say
Monday,
it? Excuse
Florida.
Me.
In an apparent robbery, X rocketed to fame on social media in
2015. Don't call him X.
With his
exhibit
songs
is
about
X.
Pain, suicide, racial tensions.
Yeah, stuff every rapper should be talking about.
Teens.
Pain and suicide.
No arrest made here last night. One officer that was injured by a piece of falling concrete, but
a
the
piece
injuries
of falling concrete. No, people
Another
were throwing
was
shit
when
at the cops.
On her. His fans last night spoke about why they loved his music.
They're idiots.
He's a very inspirational person to me. And his music really helped me through, like, really tough times
tough
in my
times.
Life.
Tough times? You're fucking 14.
Real problems.
How tough is your fucking life, Becky?
He's going through as well that
oh,
I can
shut up.
To.
Should have died, too.
Yeah, and at the time of his death, XXX was actually awaiting trial, accused of beating his pregnant girlfriend. So many other
she may
aspects
have made that
to
up,
the rapper, but
according
yet his fans remain loyal. And as we bring it back out here live, I mean, just one of the letters saying, again, what we've heard over and over again, your music was inspiring and eerily, Jeff
music
and
sucks.
Sharon, at the same time, now making its rounds on social media is this new video of the rapper talking about the legacy he wants to leave.
20 years
dies.
Old wants
and
to
so
leave
that,
a legacy.
That now is going viral, just kind of foreshadowing.
Again, they retired the character. This cat is still alive. The character is dead. Get the fuck over it. Fucking running around in the streets and shit. And this dickhead, this owner of this clothing shop, the clothing shop is something called On Sub Shit. It's some hipster bike shop on Melrose. God knows who the fuck goes there. But he organized this thing, some cocksucker named Adam22 on Twitter. the owner of this fucking bike shop. He organized, when I say organized, I mean he put a hashtag on Twitter and he got about 1,500 morons that, you know, jump out in the streets. Fuck you, Adam22, on some shit. Yeah, you're on some shit, all right. I've seen the reviews of your bike shop. Not very favorable. Fucking fag. Apparently he has a podcast called No Jumper or something like that. I don't know what it's about, but shall we examine a little preview of it? Sure, why not?
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
Well, that's bullshit.
Today we're here with
XXXTentacion.
Tentacion. Your own name, because it's, I've been looking at it online
Dagger
for
Dick.
The last few months, and I didn't really know how to say it.
So this is Adam, the douchebag that owns the bike shop, and they're doing it in like some back stock room or something.
No Jumper alumni, yeah, that's great. Over here on the left, maybe you should introduce your homie.
All right, we got Craig.
His homie in the fucking pink hat and the big ass jingling earrings. He's not gay.
Dick on the beat for me. You got Skeet Mask, the slunk guy. You got Bruno Dick on Bruno Dick down in the corner.
He even talks like he has a dick in his mouth. Why do they talk like this?
What's happening?
Jewel.
Yeah, we out here.
Jewel.
Yeah, so I guess we should start.
They got all these hipster retards that work at the bike shop just sitting there.
I'm from. All right, so I got to get in depth. So, all right, how I put it. I was raised.
He asked you where you're from. This isn't a hard question.
Pompano, but I was born in Plantation Hospital, raised around Pompano area, raised around North Lauderdale and Broward. Like, so Broward County was like where I grew up. So then after a while, like, I got kicked out of like a lot of schools. So I ended up going to like Deepside or Lauderhill.
Okay.
And then I lived throughout like Lauderhill for like a lot of my life. After I got arrested.
So what kind of environment are these in? And for people who don't know, he's talking about Florida.
Lauderhill is like the hood. Lauderhill is like.
He's from the hood.
Call it four-way.
Another rapper from the hood. Is. Fascinating.
What does this mean?
It's the four-way, like it's like
four-way.
Four-way, the block.
Deep side.
From the,
Deep side. Deep side. That's the Deep side. Yeah. 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 Spit out the semen, please.
Like, bro. Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't say my age.
You don't say it.
Yeah, well, he was 18 when he did this interview. It was 2 years ago.
As far as knowledge wise, I feel like.
You have no knowledge. You're a little punk.
However you say you are, like niggas.
Oh, excuse me. You were a little punk.
Like, I don't let anybody grow me at that. Okay. So I just don't like to speak about
his homeboy with the pink hat is really bothering me. This guy's just smiling and he's got a pink hat on, dude.
Say that terminology.
These cats are gay as fuck.
He's trying to little bro me.
Yeah.
Gay AF.
Not cause like I just fate niggas.
Yeah, don't little bro him.
You been getting a lot of fights.
Don't you dare little bro him.
Kid,
fuck.
Yeah,
come
close, bro. He knows.
What,
he's
God, I so hate this generation.
I've been there plenty.
Fucking hate it.
Like plenty fights. Like I knew him.
This fucking Adam, yeah. Fucking we douchebag, trying to be down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I guess he interviews a lot of mumble rappers, because he also interviewed that fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine freak, the dude with the rainbow hair and all the tats and shit. Let me check a piece of that out. Let me see how bad that is.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Oh, and shut today up. We got Tekashi 6ix9ine in this bitch. How you doing, bro?
What's up, bro? You know that shit. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It's been a long time coming, and you got a whole crazy wave of buzz going on right now. And,
he's got rainbow hair.
I'm not sure exactly how
rainbow
it happened,
braids.
But you definitely have a fucking defined
rainbow
aesthetic.
Teeth.
Like there's something very, very new
he's
going on.
He's a fag.
It definitely is, you know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
I feel like I'm.
They got another motherfucker that sound like this. You know what I'm saying?
I just been trying to stay away from whatever other people do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you
like
colored your hair
to, you know, show people who I am and
a weirdo
for them to really get to know me and shit.
Yeah, the coolest podcast in the world has chairs squeaking in the background. Real professional.
Out, crazy. It's like so many
sit still,
things
you
going
fucking
on in this
tool.
Video that we need to talk about. But so how did you it come about that you
this Adam guy looks
the
like the
place?
Biggest right, fucking
so
douche in the world.
Back in March, I came to LA and I had linked up with Trippy Rat. And,
oh, Trippy Rat. Like we all know who that is.
When we shot the video Pose.
He my homeboy, who's sort of no garage band. He gave me all my beats.
Trippy. And
Trippy
Dex
Rat.
Hit me up in DM. And he was like, yo, this fire. Let's
he was like, yo, this fire. I was like, yeah,
so
nigga, I know this
see
fire.
That message. My man Rocket was with Dex.
Shout out Rocket the Goon.
Yeah, shout out Rocket the Goon.
10,000.
The collective IQ
you know?
In this room and, is about 17.
Rocket was with Dex. And
love
I was
that squeaking chair,
Andrew,
bruh.
We was editing
love it.
Some shit. and Rocket Homie.
Some shit.
And we just happened to come to LA before leaving on tour.
Do we really need more untalented fucking dick in the mouth rappers like this? No, we fucking don't.
Knock that shit out.
Yeah.
And I just released that shit now.
So did you film the scene with Dex in the video, like, right then?
Yeah, right then and there.
So
yeah,
you had pyrotechnics on hand? You were ready to, like, light some shit on fire?
I just be like anything on fire, real shit. Like,
start with yourself. Start with yourself. Burn yourself up, please. How about that rainbow hair lights up like a motherfucker? Jesus fucking Christ. Fuck this Adam guy. Fuck Tekashi 6ix9ine. Fuck Triple X Tentacion, whatever the fuck his name is. Fuck all of y'all. Fuck your bike shop on some shit. You know, it's a bullshit. Coolest podcast on earth. Yet we have fucking fans going on in the background. I can easily hear. I hear chairs squeaking in the background. None of you could sit still for fucking 2 seconds. You're all tatted up like some fucking prison fag. Go fuck yourself. I hope the next time they burn down your fucking store. Hey, man, yeah, we're going to have a vigil outside my store on Melrose. Block up fucking traffic. You fucking cocksucker. Fuck you and your fucking faggy podcast. No jumper. You should be the first one to be jumping off roofs. But hey, let's not let depressed mumble rappers' fake deaths bring us all down. It's World Cup time! World Cup time! Yeah, every 4 years, it's the World Cup soccer! Oh, how I love soccer! I love soccer. You don't believe me for a second, do you? And you'd be right, because I fucking hate soccer, and I hate the bandwagon everybody jumps on around here when this pile of shit called the World Cup comes around. It's in Russia this time. Russia! There'll be some problems, right? Some problems with maybe some people getting into the country? Maybe terrorist threats? Any of that happen? No, everything's just hunky-dory! It even has its own official music video. Do you know that? It's called Live It Up by Nicky Jam, featuring Will Smith and Era Estefri, whoever the shit that is. This is going to be really good, isn't it? That sound is all Americans yawning. Yes, it's the official song of the 2018 World Cup. This isn't completely forgettable, no. All soccer fans must love this fucking song. Something you hear in a gay club. What the fuck is this shit? Why is Will Smith on it? Who the fuck is Nicky Jam anyway? Seriously, who is gonna remember this song ever again? It's fucking disposable. It was recorded in a trash can. I don't know who this whore is, but she looks okay. That's why she's there. One life, live it up, cause you got one life. Well, there's some logic for you. This is so great. Does it just make you want to jump up and dance? Or does it make you want to walk into traffic? Yeah, that one. Oh yeah, go Will Smith. How much do they pay him to get on this fucking song? All year? You mean all 4 years? I'll give you the chorus. Why was this made? Who signed off on this? One life, you live it up because you don't get it twice. Dude, thanks. This is fucking awful. Is this on the top 40 chart? Are people really buying this fucking song? Is it ever going to end? Why? Why did this happen? Little auto-tune there, Will Smith. I would love to know how much they paid him. They overpaid him. I wonder if Will Smith was the first choice. Or maybe about 25 people said no and they said, get Will Smith. He's not doing anything these days. Seriously, is this going to end or what? Now you know why I hate soccer? Listen to the music that comes with it. This has to be the most disposable song I've ever heard. Even the Spice Girls weren't this bad. That feeling when you reach that goal? What? Oh, that was so good. Oh, yeah. Give yourselves a round of applause for that memorable, uplifting song. Are you kidding me? Holy shit, what a fucking ear buster that was. Yeah, that'll get you nice and pumped up for this exciting game called soccer. Or football, as they call it the rest of the world. How dare you call this shit football? This ain't no football. This is snore ball. Bullshit ball, boring ball, fuck you ball. A bunch of fruity men kicking a ball around. Oh, holy shit, be still my beating heart. Maybe sometime in these 90 minutes I'll score a goal. You know, any sport where there's more entertainment in the stands than there is on the field, ain't no sport, okay? We all love the soccer riots, but do we really want to sit through this game to get to that? No. No, we don't. And, you know, listen, if you're already into soccer, if you're somewhere else other than America, you grew up in a country that embraces soccer, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with people in America from other countries that embrace soccer. That's fine. But you whiteys that have no business watching soccer, that know nothing about soccer, that jump on the fucking World Cup bandwagon every 4 years, you know who you are. You never shut up about it. Shut up. There is nothing you're ever going to say to convince me that I should be watching this sport. I can't. I will not. I will never care about this. I see guys at fucking work glued to their fucking phones because Morocco is playing Spain. Who fucking cares? You know, all of a sudden, the world is at peace, right? There are no wars going on. There's no corruption going on. Just a friendly game of soccer, because soccer determines who the best country in the world is, right? Right? Humanity is at stake. And it all depends on who kicks the ball into this giant fucking net. Who runs down this gigantic fucking field. Kicking a ball, kicking a ball, kicking a ball, kicking a ball, kicking a fucking ball. You need to kick in the fucking balls, if you had any. And people get so upset when you tell them you're not into this shit. Dude, how can you not like soccer, man? It's the world's game. It ain't my fucking game. You know, not everything in the world is entertaining, all right? This shit is definitely not entertaining to me. Bunch of fucking Fruit Loops and shorts kicking a ball around. Whoopee fucking do. Wake me up when it's over, please. We got another week of this shit. Jesus Christ. It's like the Olympics. It's the same shit. Every 4 years, this shit. Every 4 years, the Olympics. Boring. But people are so immersed in this. And of course, you have to read all about it on social media because they never shut up about it. Yeah, don't you look cute in your little soccer uniforms? You're not playing the fucking game. Shut up. Shut up, waving your flags around. And then when it's all over, business as usual, right? Like, none of this shit ever happened. The world is back to being fucked up, right? You know, Daniel Tosh did this joke about soccer, and I agree with this. So, yeah, soccer is really popular in all those third world countries because there's no electricity. There's fucking nothing better to do than kick around a ball. These people that think the fucking world is decided on who wins these pointless fucking matches, fuck you. Unless you're a hardcore gambler and you're betting on these countries, okay, that I get. But all these other bandwagon hoppers who are just picking a country at random because the USA team is, we're not even good enough to be in that shit. Even if we were, who the fuck cares? I can't name one player on these fucking teams. Can you? I doubt it. You fake, you phony. Go fuck yourselves. Shit is as pointless as the Olympics and as corrupt as the fucking Olympics. Oh yeah, FIFA is the most corrupt fucking organization in sports. But no, that doesn't bother anybody. You're just happy to be staring at your fucking phones all day. Watching people kick a ball around, waving your little flags, painting your face in whatever country that is it's playing. I thought everybody was so outraged about everything. Outraged about corruption. But nobody has a problem with the corruption in FIFA. As long as you keep these fucking soccer matches on my phone, I'm happy. It's from the Associated Press from November. Concerning the dozens of FIFA executives who have been in some kind of trouble over the years. Hour after hour in a New York City courtroom, the schemes to corrupt world soccer are spilling out. The millions of dollars in inducements to secure contracts to televise matches. The bribes sought by FIFA executives with the power to determine World Cup hosts. Yeah, like Russia, right? The death threats for cooperating with investigators. It took the intervention of the U.S. Department of Justice to disrupt years of embezzlement by officials who abused roles in the global soccer governing body, FIFA, to enjoy a gilded lifestyle. 2 years after a sprawling investigation of FIFA led to waves of arrests that shook soccer. Well, apparently not, because everybody's glued to their stupid phones. What corruption? The trial of three men is underway and about to enter its second week. Well, this is from November. Though the trial in Brooklyn is dealing with corruption allegations before new FIFA leaders emerged in 2016, officials still prominent in soccer are not untouched by the evidence already heard in court, particularly relating to the awarding of the 2022 World Cup to Qatar. The three men on trial pleaded not guilty to charges they took part in a 24-year scheme involving at least $150 million in bribes paid by marketing firms in exchange for lucrative broadcasting and hosting rights for prestigious tournaments. Yeah, nobody cares about any of this shit. Yay, Paraguay! More than 40 officials, business executives, and entities have been charged. Many have pleaded guilty, hoping to receive reduced sentences, including Alejandro Burzaco, the former head of the Argentine sports marketing company Torneos y Competencias, who is a star witness for the prosecution. No decision has proven more toxic for FIFA than the 2010 vote that handed the 2022 World Cup to Qatar. The bid has been stained by suspicion of wrongdoing for years, although FIFA has been able to uncover evidence it says would warrant stripping the Middle East of its first World Cup. Let them have it. Let them fucking have it. Play on the middle of the fucking desert in the middle of summer. Please let that happen. Watch them all drop dead. Usually quick to defend their integrity, the Qataris have been silent on the fresh claims of vote buying divulged in court. According to Brazaco, three South Americans were among 22 FIFA executive committee voters who took million-dollar bribes to support Qatar, which beat out the United States in the final round of voting. Well, good. Although I do believe it is coming here, maybe in 2026 or 30, who the fuck knows? I think it is 26, right before the goddamn Olympics are going to be here in L.A. A rule-breaking voting pact between Qatar and the Spain-Portugal campaign in the 2018 bidding, twice investigated by FIFA's ethics committee but unproven, was given fresh credence in court by Burzaco, a trusted associate to the late former FIFA senior vice president Julio Grondona, to whom he channeled bribes worth millions. Grondona was the most influential of South America's trio of FIFA voters, and would surely have been indicted but for his death in July 2014. The other two voters, Ricardo Teixeira of Brazil and Nicolas Leoz of Paraguay, were indicted by U.S. prosecutors in 2015 but have avoided extradition from their home countries. All this fucking shit. All this fucking craziness. And yet all the zombies are just glued to the TV, glued to their phones. Kick the ball around. Kick the ball. Kick the ball. Yay! Kick the ball. Kick the ball. Much of the evidence so far relates to how officials sprayed illegal cash payments to secure broadcasting rights in the Americas. Leading broadcasters have been implicated by Burzaco's evidence about the trail of bribes, including Fox Sports, Televisa, which is in Mexico, and TV Global, which is in Brazil, who all deny wrongdoing. Well, of course they do. But again, where's the outrage? Ah, fuck them. They're corrupt. Say they're taking bribes. It's like the mob is running soccer. Yeah. Yet you fucking zombies out there. Oh, this isn't going on. What corruption? Who cares corruption? Let it be corrupt. Let them steal all the money they want. As long as we get our soccer. You fuckers, you think this is all about world peace and harmony and unity? Bullshit. It's about what all sports are about. Money. Money, money, money. Especially dirty fucking money. All right? These guys are criminals. They've always been criminals. But hey, as long as Mexico beats Germany, you're happy, right? It's all that fucking matters. They've got you all by the soccer balls, all right? All right. Now, moving on to another thing people pretend to have an interest in. This whole story about immigrant families being ripped apart by the Trump administration. All of a sudden, there's an outrage about this. Like, this has just started to happen. Like, this never occurred here or anywhere else in the world, for that matter, until about 2 days ago. Now, all of a sudden, everybody has the children in their hearts. The poor children. The poor immigrant children. You don't give a fuck about this. You know you don't give a fuck about this. If you gave a fuck about this, you would have realized this shit has been going on for fucking decades. All right? This is nothing new. The only thing that's new about this is that now we have a president who's proud of it. That's it. Been going on under the other presidents, but they knew how to keep it quiet. Trump is proud of this bullshit. Trump is an attention whore. He's a troll. That's all he is. President troll. That's why he reaches out to all the other internet trolls. He's a troll. He doesn't care about this job. He's a fucking rich billionaire with nothing better to do. He bought his way into the presidency, so he's having a good time. He's sitting in his office with his feet on the desk and he's throwing darts at Mexico on a map. He's a racist. Who doesn't know that by now? Why is anybody shocked and outraged about this shit? I honestly think that you people that complain about Trump all day long online and to your friends or whatever, you guys are going to be miserable when Trump is out of office and you know it. You are so obsessed on hating Trump. It's taken over your fucking life. You've seen your friends. I know you've got friends on Facebook and Twitter. All they do is whine about Donald Trump. Like they're so surprised that all this shit is happening. I can't believe what he's doing. He's such a piece of shit. Tomorrow. I can't believe what he's doing. He's such a piece of shit. Next day. I can't believe what he's doing. He's such a piece of shit. Will you shut up already? I heard you the first time. Now, I must repeat, and as I've said on past podcasts, just because I'm coming down on Donald Trump doesn't mean I'm some fucking liberal whack job who supports Hillary or Bernie Sanders or any of these fucking people. No, I don't. I hate them too. I hate both the left and the right. Okay? I am middle ground. I agree with some things on one side, some things on the other side. I also disagree with things on both sides. Okay? People think they have to rush to one side or the other. No, you don't. You don't have to sign off on any of this shit. But no, you've got two teams. You've got the left who all they do all day is just sit and whine about Donald Trump and whine about how bad the country has gotten. And they have the fucking Trump cocksuckers on the right. It's tiring. Enough. Enough with yous. Everybody is so outraged about the children. They're being taken away from their families. It's been going on. Been going on right behind your back. Right under your nose. You didn't care. You didn't care. But now, all of a sudden, we're hit over the head with these fucking the same images over and over and the same audio file over and over. How many people have said, oh my God, I've heard that tape of the children crying. It broke my heart. Same recording by all the media outlets, right? That is suspicious to me. Let's hear some different ones, huh? Where are these pictures from? They never say. They're just from some internment camp somewhere, either in San Diego or in Texas, somewhere close to the Mexican border, right? But no, you're so outraged. How could Trump be doing this? He's just continuing what's already been done. Only difference is he's bragging about it. All right? Of course, all of a sudden he flip-flopped and now he just signed an executive order. Ha ha, just kidding. We're not going to rip families apart. Nah, that was just a joke. It's just a big joke. I'm just busting your balls. That's all, America. You happy now? All right. Now we're not tearing families apart anymore. I know you cared so deeply about the poor immigrant children, you fake white motherfuckers. Fake white motherfuckers. You did give two fucks, but it's not politically correct to say so. You bandwagon. It's another bandwagon these white motherfuckers are hopping on, just like the World Cup. I think you motherfuckers are more outraged that this depressing news about the immigrant children has overshadowed the World Cup. That's what it really is, isn't it? Yeah, you care about the immigrant children just like you care about the homeless, right? Just like you claim to care about the homeless. We need to help the homeless. We need to help them. How have you helped the homeless? Giving a bum a dollar on the off-ramp is not helping the homeless, okay? Have you taken a homeless person into your house? No, you haven't. Are you going to personally help the immigrant children? Maybe take them into your house? No, you won't. So what the fuck are you going on and on about? Just to get likes on social media. Just to be politically correct. Not impressed. Typical bandwagon hopping bullshit. Was there this much outrage when Japanese families were torn apart during World War II in the internment camps here? Bet you didn't even know that happened. Maybe look that up. See what you think. Stop being so outraged about shit you have no control over. And shit you honestly, deep down, don't fucking care about. All right? It is the job of the media, and always has been the job of the media, to make the easily frightened and controlled people feel a certain way at a certain time, right? Hit you over the head with the same story over and over with the same pictures, the same audio, and get everybody crying, everybody outraged, and then move on to the next thing. It's a test. They're testing you. Seeing how you'll react to a particular story. It may never have even fucking happened. You don't know. You weren't there. You weren't there. Do you believe everything you see? Do you believe everything you hear? You shouldn't. You should question things. The media is full of shit. Politicians are full of shit. Donald Trump is full of shit. All of our leaders are full of shit. But they know you will always believe their shit. So they're not going to change their shit. Now check this shit out. Here's a dopey story that came out of all this. American, Frontier, Southwest, and United Airlines each refused Wednesday to fly immigrant children separated from their parents for the federal government. But have they been doing this? Is this a problem? Is this running rampant in the airline industry? Have they been flying immigrant children? Why would they even be flying immigrant children anywhere by themselves? All four airlines said they have no evidence that they have transported children under the policy. Well, then why did they need to come out and do this? Do you have to be politically correct like that? I mean, seriously. I think American Airlines did it first and the others followed suit. The official statement from United Airlines. At United Airlines, we have been concerned about reports that commercial airlines have been used to transport immigrant children. You know what? I have never heard that report. Somebody must have tweeted that. Maybe Trump himself. Who knows? And all of a sudden, it became a big shitstorm. I have never heard airlines being used to transport immigrant children away from their families. It's absurd. Like, all internet rumors become news. It's ridiculous. Based on some research we have done internally and public reports, we have not seen evidence these children have been flown on United aircraft. Yeah, we beat the fuck out of you and we kill your dogs, but we're not flying immigrant children on our planes. No, no, no. That's the other guys. Based on our serious concerns about this policy and how it's in deep conflict with our company's values, whatever those may be, we have contacted federal officials to inform them that they should not transport immigrant children on United aircraft who have been separated from their parents. This is insanity. Why does this even need to be said? Our company's shared purpose is to connect people, late, and unite the world. This policy and its impact on thousands of children is in deep conflict with that mission, and we want no part of it. That is from Oscar Munoz, the CEO of United. I mean, seriously. Ridiculous. You know what? I'll tell you this. If the airlines came out and say, we refuse to transport any fucking children on our planes, I would be one happy motherfucker. American Airlines says, we have no desire to be associated with separating families or worse, to profit from it, the statement said. We have every expectation the government will comply with our request, and we thank them for doing so. Meanwhile, we have no problem delaying flights, canceling flights, and giving terrible service. But goddammit, do not put those immigrant children on our planes. Frontier Airlines says, Frontier prides itself on being a family airline, and we will not knowingly allow our flights to be used to transport migrant children. So they're all doing damage control for something that hasn't even fucking happened. Jesus Christ. What about Greyhound? Did they issue a statement? It would seem to me it would be more likely they would travel by bus than on the airplane. But so far, I don't see anything from Greyhound bus lines. Not yet. Or Amtrak, for that matter. Like, all these airlines are doing damage control for shit that hasn't even happened. That's the fucking world we're living in. Everybody is just shit scared of everything. Calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down. Now, I live in the Los Angeles area, and Los Angeles is run by fucking morons. It's been run by morons for a long time, and yet we keep voting them into office. Because we don't know any fucking better. Our mayor is a moron. The city council are morons. They waste money like a motherfucker. Yet we keep voting to increase sales taxes, property taxes. We're morons. We're the morons. I love these investigative stories they do on the news sometimes. Channel 2 did this one last month about this new paving machine. It cost $1.3 million. It cost us $1.3 million. And it's meant to fix the potholes, fix up the fucking streets. But what does it do? It sits in a fucking lot, and bums are living under it. That's right. We paid $1.3 million. For the homeless. Here we go.
It shows just how little it's being used. Now, taxpayers funded this new state-of-the-art street paving machine.
Awesome.
It's able to rip up asphalt, recycle it, and repave the street. It all sounds great, that is, if it was being used.
This brand new million-dollar paving machine can fix some of the broken streets of Los Angeles. But we found it so rarely used, a homeless man is now living underneath it.
Great.
A $1.3 million house that you paid for.
Wasted space, wasted time, wasted money.
Martha, who didn't want to give her last name, pointed out the pavement problems where she lives on Plymouth Boulevard.
The roads fucking suck. We all know that.
And the bumps.
This bump is awful.
She and others we told about the million-dollar paver wonder why their street is still in disrepair while the paving machine is now a home for the homeless.
I feel bad. Because why didn't you use it?
The machine is called a cold recycler. This is what it's supposed to do: repave streets, recycle the asphalt, saving the city money. We obtained this city purchase order, which showed taxpayers shelled out more than $1.3 million
to buy it. You all be proud of yourselves.
City logs show it went into service June 16th of last year, but has only been used 51 hours in the 10 months up to this April, including just 5 hours this year.
It seems the city may be going to great lengths to keep this million-dollar piece of equipment hidden. They have tarps that line the fence so you can see through on the lot where it's being parked here in Van Nuys. The only way you know it's a city lot, this no trespassing sign way up high. But even from that height, you can't see the
machine. They probably paid about $500,000 for the sign, too.
The only way we saw it was from Sky 2, with the homeless man who appeared to be wearing an electronic monitoring ankle bracelet.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, man.
When we showed up the next day, someone from the city was unlocking the gate.
You know there's a guy living underneath that?
I'm going to check it out right now.
They fucking know.
He went in to check, but wouldn't let us follow. When he came back, he said he didn't see anything.
How does a homeless guy sleep under a $1.3 million piece of equipment?
Very well.
I have no idea, sir. There's no homeless here right now.
But it seems there was a big hole in the fence where someone could get in. And sure enough, later that afternoon...
Coming home from a hard day's work.
CBS 2's Stu Mundell, high above in Sky 2, saw the man coming home.
I'd know that beard anywhere.
He walked across what's become his front yard and ducked underneath his taxpayer-funded home.
You gotta be kidding me.
We showed the video to political watchdog Jack Humphreyville, who called the paver a waste of money.
It's the new toy of the day. We need to have this and we need to do that. They put together a memo that justifies this. But, you know, all the assumptions are bogus.
Eric Garcetti.
In his State of the City address last month.
This guy is such a fucking tool.
Mayor Garcetti touted his paving projects.
We have paved 11,000 miles of road.
11,
but we showed him his new paver.
This thing cost $1.3 million. Yes. And it's been used.
I don't care.
5 hours.
I'm running for president.
51 hours since it's been in service. Yeah. Is that good use of taxpayer money?
It'll completely pay for itself.
Oh, you lying cocksucker.
3 to 4 years.
He has lying cocksucker written all over his face.
The machine will reduce cost by about a third once it gets going. And right now it's still in the testing stages. That's why he says it's sitting practically idle for 10 months.
You have to wonder what the hell is going on.
How come it's not being used, man? Now, while the mayor claims they are testing the paver, we found it replaced an older model that was only used 4 hours in the last 2 years. City officials said that one was obsolete.
Jesus Christ.
But it seems this new one isn't faring much better.
This fucking douchebag mayor, all he cares about is running for president and getting the Olympics to L.A. That's it. He's completely ignored the city. All he wants to do is be president. He's going to be the one to defeat Donald Trump. No way in fucking shit that's going to happen. He's going to be yet another imbecile that loses to a moron like Donald Trump. And deservedly so. Can't stand that lying cocksucker smirk he always has on his face. He's always flying off to some part of the country. He's never here. He's never in the city he's supposed to be running. As a matter of fact, he's on his way to Texas to supposedly visit the immigrant children in one of these prison camps. Get some photo ops and use them as advertising against Trump. He's full of shit. He, like the rest of the American people, don't give a shit about immigrant children unless they can help him professionally. Lying fucking cocksucker. You know what you do with that paving machine? Stick Garcetti under it, turn it on, and then maybe we could fill about 3 or 4 potholes with his remains. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. Go fuck yourself, XXX Dick Dagger. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at, BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're sick of everybody whining about everything, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Twitter, Bay Area Phil. Instagram, Bay Area Phil. Tune in the Bay Area Phil podcast. SoundCloud, Bay Angry Phil. If you're listening to Tom Likas Show, TomEverywhere.com gets you the app. Listen to the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. That's it. I'm out. See ya.